Cairo Radio was paid a fee to air the following program. All information discussed on the following program is for general information purposes only and does not constitute legal advice or create an attorney-client relationship. Prior to acting on any legal matter, you should seek legal advice from a qualified legal attorney who can evaluate your situation and advise you accordingly.
Welcome to Your Partner in Law on Seattle's Cairo Radio 97.3 FM and AM 770 KTTH. Your Partner in Law is brought to you in part by the law firm Gregorick & Associates PLLC. Charting your course to a secure future, Your Partner in Law starts now. Here's your host, Rick Gregorick.
And good morning and welcome to this, this windy edition of Your Partner in Law. And so we're really glad to be with you. I'm hopefully that you've got your emergency radios on listening to Cairo.
I'll bet a lot of folks lost power. We didn't lose power last night.
No, the news just said 270,000 folks here in Puget Sound, with a bunch of those at Puget Sound Energy. So right here, central.
I'm not one of them.
Right here in the Seattle metro area. So
we're not on generator here, I guess. So things seem to be on. So
the lights are on here at the station. So hey. Yeah, if you're just sitting there in the dark, you got your cell phone, want to give us a call and talk about your estate and elder planning, and maybe what should you be thinking about 2019, Ted? It's here. Well, 2019. And what are the changes? What are the opportunities?
Quite a few changes in this world. And as always, we're going to be hounding you about estate planning this year, just like we do every year.
Every year. So some things don't change.
Some things don't change.
So they get better, though.
Yeah.
So hey, folks, you know, we so appreciate all of you listening, and so many of you, you know, regular listeners that tune in every week. We so appreciate that. But we've got a surprise. First off, today we're going to go from 8 to 10, so we've got a full 2 hours today. However, starting next Sunday, we are going to begin our show at 9 o'clock. So we're going to run from 9 to 10 starting next weekend. So adjust your habits and you're listening and all that. Remember, you can always get our show's podcast at mynorthwest.com. You can grab the Cairo app right off our brand new refreshed yourpartnerinlaw.com, our website, yourpartnerinlaw.com. You can get your event tickets there. You can get our blog there, our newsletters, upcoming events. A direct link to mynorthwest.com takes you right into a powerful Cairo and KTTH website there, so there's lots and lots of information.
Yeah. And perhaps we'll attract some of these sleepy Sunday folks that can't get up and moving by 8 o'clock
right
in the morning.
So start,
maybe 9 o'clock is the new time,
starting next
right?
week, 9 o'clock.
It's the new 8.
Right, and right before us is going to be a very popular show, Dr. Yardley. He's moving over from KTTH, and a great guy, been on KTTH for a long time. So he'll be in the 8 o'clock hour next week, and we will be in the 9 o'clock hour. How exciting is that? Now, I can't really get the show started without a brief pause for condolences to the Seahawks, who apparently had a hard time showing up in Dallas yesterday. So we all watched the game. We all know what happened. If you missed it for some reason, 24-22, what a bizarre score, and kind of a lackluster offensive performance. That's really all you could say. That was the nutshell of the game, just lackluster thing. Even Pete Carroll was saying on the news thing, he said, we just could never get our rhythm. We could never get it going. And boy, that was the understatement of the year. But hey, guys, Seahawks, great year. Nobody even had you in the playoffs. You got there, so I think you have something to hold your heads high about, and we've got a good foundation for the next 2-3 years, it looks like.
Rebuild and get back after it.
So for a rebuilding year to go to the playoffs, hats off.
Yep.
It doesn't get a lot better than that for most teams. I mean, you know, look at a Super Bowl contender trying to repeat. I mean, it's very, 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 very difficult. So anyhow, I also wanted to give everyone the hot scoop. You've heard us talk over the last 5 years about Retire Meet. And we've got the 5th annual Retire Meet coming up. That's RETIREMEET, Retire Meet, like a track meet. February 16th, Saturday, Meydenbauer Center. And what's special is flash sale today, which means big discounts on the tickets. Grab them. Price of your ticket is less than the meals you're going to be getting. So it's a real bargain. And if you have been to a retire meet before, hey, there's a whole new slate of folks that are going to be there this year. Some of the same, of course, but then there's going to be lots of new folks there. This is the original integrated, estate and financial planning seminar that started 5 years ago at Meydenbauer Center, hosted by our good friends at Vestry, Tom Koch and Don McDonald, host of Talking Real Money. And just amazing venue, Meydenbauer, if you've never been to a venue there, it's really, really nice. Really nicely catered,
free parking,
continental breakfast,
for parking or where to park. There's plenty of parking.
It's all there.
It's great.
We're going to be talking, talking real money, and Tom and Don are going to be, talking about, investing in these turbulent times and investing in good times and bad, and what you really need to know so that you can overcome a lot of fears. And then on top of that, they're bringing in some of the nation's top experts from Dimensional Funds. And they're going to be, really giving you the inside view from the bowels of an investment company. So it's just going to be a really good thing there. There's going to be things on senior housing and home care options. Planning for females. Barb Devereaux is going to be talking about that. Of course, we're going to be out there with estate planning and all the different types of retirement things you should be looking at. We've got Julia Reed going to be talking about charitable giving. She's from the Schwab Company and their charitable giving group. And, man, oh, man, there's just so many different things. There's going to be a retirement coach out there. So you can kind of, sometimes we need a coach, Some of us just need to have all these different things going on. Herb Weissman, the consumer man, always a great fun guy. So, and there's more. I can just keep listing them. So retiremeet.com, or you can also find them real easy at yourpartnerinlaw.com.
Absolutely. And a couple of things that amaze me about that event, and it is one that I see some of the same faces every year. And number two, I walk out of there every year actually learning something that I didn't learn the prior year, which even though we do our estate planning segment during that show, I learned so many other facets of retirement and how all these things kind of fit together. And that's really the benefit of going to Retire Meet, folks.
Well, Ted, that's why, at Gregorick & Associates, of course, we started on a mission nearly 20 years ago on education about estate planning, because we feel very strongly that once people have the knowledge and the information, accurate information, that then they're able to move forward with their planning. We so often talk about this planning paralysis that we as a society seem to have. And I bring that up because, 30% or less, only 30% or less of you have even something in an estate plan. And then of those that you do have it, whether you have a will or a trust, less than half of those are current and up to date. And so we constantly talk about keeping your plans current, keeping them up to date, making sure all the factors are right in them, the tax planning if you have that, who your fiduciaries are going to be, just what the situation in your life is, because life changes, the tax changes. We're going to talk a lot about that today on how to, prepare for 2019. What's different and what impacts may or may not that have on you as an individual. And we want to, cover all those things. So yourpartnerinlaw.com, click on events and get those tickets for Retire Meet. The flash sale ends tomorrow, so you got to act today. It is a limited number of flash tickets that will be available, so don't wait till tomorrow. Do it now while you're thinking about it. It will be the best, small investment you have made in your future. Ted, we talk constantly about the planning needing to be integrated. And folks, what we mean about integrated planning is, generally speaking, working with your estate or elder law attorney and creating a foundation, whether it's a will-based plan, a trust-based plan, and what other types of ancillary estate planning documents you may or may not need or require. And then, your attorney then is going to help create that environment. Then your resource providers and your maintenance providers have a platform to work within and know how to, and then optimize those. For instance, working with your financial advisor should be very consistent with your estate plan and making sure that those goals and objectives are aligned. Otherwise, we kind of have a mess. But what about your senior housing? What about long-term care insurance?
Insurance.
What about reverse mortgages? All kinds of insurance. You know, what about those problematic general durable powers of attorney? They still are quite a challenge when they're done improperly or they're abused, and folks, they are widely abused.
Yes, they are.
And it's kind of disturbing some of the conversations we have at the law firm of like, whatever prompted that person to do that? You know, an otherwise law-abiding citizen becomes a felon because they're stealing mom or dad's money or grandma's and grandpa's.
A lot of times folks just don't get it, right? They just don't understand that what they've done is wrong in some respect with respect to the law in this arena. And so you got to be really
well,
careful.
You know, Ted, that is a great point. A lot of people think they're doing it out of family loyalty or to protect assets or something along those lines. When in fact, you know,
And then they find themselves in the crosshair of a lawsuit. And
yeah, so we want to keep you out of trouble, folks, and proper prior planning prevents poor performance.
Yeah, and I think a lot of that, Rick, is the lawyer's role to kind of advise their clients about the nature of the powers of attorney and what exactly is the type of conduct that can get you in trouble in those types of areas. And that really, I guess, the bottom line is that if you have any doubt about acting under an instrument like that, please contact an attorney prior to making any action because you can really get yourself in a world of hurt by doing it wrong.
You know, it's just one of these areas that is really difficult. Powers of attorney are an incredibly powerful document, and they can be easily misunderstood, which oftentimes leads to using them inappropriately. And we want to help you so you walk the path. And most of the time, you know, if you give us your goals and objectives, that's our job then to help you find the solutions and help you implement those solutions. So make sure you're paying a lot of attention to that. Folks, we would love to talk to you today, our first show of 2019. How awesome is that? And give us a call at 888-973-5476. That'll get you right online, 888-973-5476. That's KTTH and Cairo Call-In. We'll be right back.
Retirement. What does it mean to you? Has it changed as a result of today's economy? Are you worried about your future? Could there be stormy seas ahead?
Hi, this is Rick Gregrick, founder of Gregrick & Associates. We're a dedicated team of legal and tax professionals that can help you navigate your course for a secure future. Whether you're just thinking about your retirement or you're well into your retirement years, whether you're single, married, or involved in a domestic partnership, we can help you create your necessary legal and tax planning.
I am so glad I found one firm that can help me with all my legal and tax needs.
Call today for your free consultation. 425-284-3450. That's 425-284-3450.
You can also sign up for a Partner in Law event. Just go to yourpartnerinlaw.com and find the elder law or estate planning course that's best for you. You can register for both events by going to yourpartnerinlaw.com. yourpartnerinlaw.com.
I have to tell you, what a relief for my wife and me when we got signed up for long-term care coverage. The more I learned about the fact that nearly 3 out of 4 of us will need some form of long-term care in our retirement, there are so many issues at play. For some people, they can't afford it and they become a burden on their friends and family. For others, you do have money set aside, but it wipes out everything you've saved. And maybe most importantly, it's about having a plan so that all your children have to do is carry out your wishes. It's not a burden on them. That's why I love the advice we got from Brian Ott and 525 Advisors. We started by going to one of Brian's free classes, and that's what I recommend you do, to find out about all the different plans they offer, like the plan we got that'll pay my estate back if we never use it. Brian does have a few classes coming up in January. Seating will be limited, so reserve your spot right now at 525longtermcare.com. You'll get a free copy of Brian's book, too. All you have to do is go to 525longtermcare.com.
Much of your future will be spent in retirement. Hi, I'm Money Radio host Don McDonald, and the critical nature of retirement is why I helped create the Puget Sound's premier retirement planning event, Retire Meet, 5 years ago. Please join me and Cairo's Rick Gregrick on February 16th at Meydenbauer Center for our best Retire Meet ever, and save 50% on your ticket only through Monday at retiremeet.com. This year we have two incredible keynote speakers, Dimensional Funds Weston Wellington and best-selling money author Dan Solon. So please join me along with the consumer man Herb Weisbaum, Rick Gregorick, talking about the legal aspects of retirement planning. We'll also talk about senior living, travel ideas, maximizing your Social Security, and share simple strategies to help you cope with the volatile markets. During this flash sale, you'll save 50% on your ticket, which includes a continental breakfast and an incredible box lunch. Those alone are worth the price, so you can't afford to wait. Plus, every past Retire Meet has sold out. Get your tickets now at retiremeet.com. That's retire, M-E-E-T.com.
Now back to Your Partner in Law with Rick Gregorick on Cairo Radio 97.3 FM and AM 770 KTTH.
Hey, that'll wake you up a little bit.
Yeah, a little of that Blue Oyster Cult in the morning.
I knew you'd have
fails,
that.
Does it?
I knew you'd have it now.
You're the Reaper, perfect for an estate planning show, isn't it, Brian? Thank you.
The Reaper, baby. He's coming. We just don't know when.
Maybe our job is to eliminate that fear of the Reaper, Rick.
All righty, folks.
Only thought of it that way, but perhaps that's the case.
Well, that's out of my job description. We help shape outcomes, folks.
There we go.
Let you know, what is the real value of estate planning? It's really saying when an undesirable event in your life occurs, whether it's health-related or wealth-related, it's one of those two, that you have a plan put in place that says, if this thing happens, here's how I want to manage and control it. Here's who I want to do it. Here's how I want them to do it. Here's the checks and balances. And, oh, my goodness, the wonderful things that can accrue from that when done properly. It's always backdrop when done properly.
That's right.
You know, this is like those ads, you know, you see the race driver running through the city and sliding around the corners and doing all that really cool driving. And, of course, it says close course, professional, do not attempt on your own kind of stuff.
Even though there are people attempting it every day.
I think estate planning's kind of like that race car out there. You know, when we look at folks and we see some of the repeated mistakes that are made on a near daily basis. Our phone rings constantly, and we're trying to tell people, okay, well, stop doing that. Come in and talk to us. Let's get you back on the straight and narrow, keep you squared away with your taxes, with insurance, with family members. You know, I know a lot of you out there have, you know, family issues and sibling rivalry issues and distrust and blended family issues. I mean, you know, this complicates things, folks. It really does. It doesn't make it simpler. It makes it more complicated, but it doesn't mean it's impossible. I just hear all kinds of things, and so many of them just make me frustrated that, you know, there are proper ways of doing things. And do it right and you get the results you're looking for. That's really what planning is all about, is sitting down and saying, well, I'm here today. This is my situation. I'm alive. I'm well. I'm okay. I'm in charge. And then you do your planning. And it says, you know, what if I do become incapacitated? Folks, I don't care how big you are. I don't care how tough you are. I don't care how smart you are. It doesn't matter. You know, accidents and illness, you know, are indiscriminate to some extent.
A lot of things money won't well, let's put it that way.
A lot of things money won't well. Yes, it right. You know, and it's just life. And so we want to take care of all those things. And I think first thing, though, we're going to do is talk to Christy in Seattle. Good morning, Christy. Hi, Christy.
Hi.
How you doing?
Oh, I'm doing good. Our power went out also, but it's back on.
Oh, boy. Yeah, that's no fun when the power goes out. All you do is go, oh, my freezer.
Yeah, well, we kind of already experienced that. Ironically, our refrigerator died on us on Friday.
Adding insult to injury.
Our refrigerator, so no big deal.
All right.
Well, what can we do for you this morning, Christy?
So, my question is, I've been in a long-term relationship, and we're 3 years out from paying off our first house. We just bought another property. The interesting part is my name is not on anything, but we're together, and we're not married, so... God forbid something ever happens to him.
Let me ask you, Christy, did you put money into this transaction? Did you put down payment?
Personally, No, I did not, but we share expenses day to day.
Okay. So I don't want to get into this too much on the radio, obviously. but just in a generic sense, when two people who are not married buy property together, normally your names would be on the deeds and any lending documents and things like that. When that doesn't happen, then we get back to say, was there a contract between you two guys as to home ownership, or what happens if you split up? What about the equity in the house? Who's making the payments? And that would be some sort of contractual agreement. Unfortunately, most people do the dreaded oral contract and haven't committed something to writing. You know what? I'll call that the pillow talk contract.
That doesn't work with real property.
And that will not work with real estate. Absolutely not. So, Christy, my best advice to you is maybe give us a call, Monday, and we could talk to you a little more privately about the transaction and what you may or may not want to do regarding that, because these issues sometimes become kind of ugly. I mean, even people who are married get divorced and they fight over property. So it's even worse when we have unmarried people. And then, of course, you in your situation don't have what we would call color of title because your name's not on the documents. So we'd want to maybe shore that up for you. Hopefully you have a good relationship with your guy right now and everything will, work out. But let's get this down on paper and shore it up.
Yeah, you need to get this done. How long is long term, Christy? Let me ask you that question.
We've been together for 20 years.
Okay. You also have some other issues that perhaps you need some advice on, and that is this thing in the state of Washington called a meretricious relationship, which essentially says if it looks like a marriage and acts like a marriage, it's going to be considered a marriage under a lot of circumstances by the court when these things go south. So by doing something now, you can avoid a considerable amount of ugliness going forward if this thing were to unravel on you.
Hey, Christy, thank you so much for giving us a call this morning. Good luck getting that refrigerator back up and running.
Yep.
And,
give us a call at the office.
Give us a call. You can find us real easy at rjglegal.com, rjglegal.com. That's got our numbers and everything right there. And we got to take a quick break here. And when we get back from break, more of your calls at 888-973-5476. Your partner in law. We will be right back.
Hey, it's John Curley, and I'm here with Rick Gregorick. Rick, after attending a few of your events, one of the things that really stood out to me is how proper planning can really give you and your family and loved ones peace of mind.
It really does, John. At Gregorick & Associates, we are a planning firm, and my personal life experiences are what led me into estate and elder law planning. I've learned that through education, individuals and families can significantly reduce their risk and anxieties. We all face the likelihood of disability during our lives. A proper legal life plan can give you control of your care and the management of your financial affairs, and most of all, peace of mind.
Absolutely. The peace of mind, knowing that everything has been taken care of, is just so important. Schedule a complimentary consultation with Rick. He'll take the time to go through everything with you and recommend the best plan for you and your family. Go to yourpartnerinlaw.com. That's yourpartnerinlaw.com.
This is Michael Medved. Financial experts will tell you that you should have a plan in place for the high cost of long-term care. If your plan consists of using your savings to pay for any long-term care needs in the future, then take a moment to contact 525 Advisors. 525 Advisors are the local long-term care experts. They will show you how to set up an asset-based plan using a portion of your existing savings. Now, this way you maintain control of your money and you're guaranteed to get your money back even if you don't need long-term care. For every dollar you put in today, 525 Advisors will show you how to get $3 to $4 back in tax-free long-term care protection. Call 525 Advisors today to learn how you can put a portion of your savings to work and protect your family and the rest of your assets from the high costs of long-term care. Call today at 425-748-8188. That's 425-748-8188 and 525longtermcare.com. That's 525longtermcare.com.
Much of your future will be spent in retirement. Hi, I'm Money Radio host Don McDonald, and the critical nature of retirement is why I helped create the Puget Sound's premier retirement plan.
planning event, Retire Meet, 5 years ago. Please join me and Cairo's Rick Gregorick on February 16th at Meidenbauer Center for our best Retire Meet ever, and save 50% on your ticket only through Monday at retiremeet.com. This year we have two incredible keynote speakers, Dimensional Fund's Weston Wellington and best-selling money author Dan Solon. So please join me along with the consumer man Herb Weisbaum, Rick Gregorick, talking about the legal aspects of retirement planning. We'll also talk about senior living, travel ideas, maximizing your Social Security, and share simple strategies to help you cope with the volatile markets. During this flash sale, you'll save 50% on your ticket, which includes a continental breakfast and an incredible box lunch. Those alone are worth the price, so you can't afford to wait. Plus, every past Retire Meet has sold out. Get your tickets now at retiremeet.com. That's retire, M-E-E-T.com.
Turn to Your Partner in Law on Seattle's Cairo Radio, 97.3 FM and AM 770 KTTH, with your host, Rick Gregorick.
Oh, bless the airwaves of the little Jimmy this morning for me. Thank you, Brian, once again.
All righty, folks. Hey, it's Your Partner in Law, and I'm attorney Rick Gregorick from the law firm of Gregorick & Associates. Find the show on the web at yourpartnerinlaw.com. That'll give you a link through to the law firm's website.
A show that's moving, Rick.
You got all that kind of stuff. And yes, that's what we want to talk about. We're 9 o'clock, and we're going to start today after our 8 o'clock show ends. We're going to go right into 9 o'clock. So we're practicing. We've got the two-hour marathon, the Sunday morning marathon going on here at 2 hours.
Absolutely no running, which is the type of marathon I like.
That's right.
Rick.
We're sitting, bouncing in our bouncy chairs. And so that's really great. We've been talking a lot about Retire Meet. But this is such an important event. I guarantee you will learn something there, hopefully multiple things to kick off the year right. So there's going to be, you know, probably over 400 of you out there. This is a significant event, folks, and it's a great opportunity. Take advantage of today's flash sale. Yourpartnerinlaw.com. You can just click on events and boom, right there, take you to the tickets. I highly encourage you get them today. There's a limited number of flash tickets available. I think we had only probably, I don't know, about 80 or something left to sell. That sounds like a lot, but for this event, that's not a lot. So grab them today so you make sure you've secured your seat. So folks, as we move into 2019, you know, probably a little bit of a tax update. We had most of the estate planning types of numbers change a little bit. Nothing significant, really.
For most folks, yeah.
You know, we looked at the federal exemption, the exclusion amount, going up $200,000. It went from $11,180,000 to $11,400,000, so $220,000. Now, what significance is that $220,000? Well, let's say you're one of the fortunates and you have utilized your gift tax exemption, which means you've already given away $11,180,000. Well, you now have another $200,000 you could give away. Now, that doesn't sound like a really big deal, but let's back up, Ted, 1 year. Let's go back to 2017 instead of 18, when the estate tax exemption was $5,490,000.
Half the current amount.
Many clients and or people, not just my clients, but people all over the country, took advantage that year because there was an uncertainty what was going to happen in 2018. So many people back in late 2017 made significant gifts utilizing their $5.49 million gift tax exemption. And now they thought they were done. They wouldn't be able to gift anymore. Well, now that $5,490,000 has grown to $11,400,000. So the difference between those two numbers is additional free lifetime gifting opportunities. Now, I have been asked by a lot of folks, what if they lower the exemption in the future? I think you're going to be okay. From everything I read, it'll be grandfathered in. So they can't take your deduction away once you've already taken it in some future tax year. Right. So I would say I wouldn't worry about that at all. And we got to take a break here, but when we get back, I want to bring up an issue that is oftentimes really misunderstood in our market, because of who we are and how we're, our demographics are. But we're going to talk about gifts to non-U.S. citizens. And there's some big news, or not big news, but there's some information you need to have. So we'll be right back with that. And then your calls at 888-973-5476. We'll be right back.
My father always used to say to me the three worst words in the English language, and I used to say it right along with him, shoulda, coulda, woulda. And the reason these are the most regrettable words is because you had some knowledge that you should have done something, but you didn't. You could have, but you didn't. And you would have, but you put it off. And that's where you find yourself. So many people with retirement right around the corner or in the middle of retirement have the shoulda, coulda, wouldas come flying up right in their face because they were not proactive. They didn't take care of the will. They didn't take care of a trust. They didn't do what they needed to do about real estate and taxes. So right now, let's avoid the shoulda, coulda, wouldas and call Rick Gregorick. Rick Gregorick is my estate planner. You can hear him on Cairo Radio on Sunday mornings at 8 o'clock. The guy is an expert in the complicated field of what you need to do to prepare for retirement. You can schedule a complimentary consultation with Rick Gregorick, and let me tell you, it is complete. No shoulda, coulda, woulda's here. Rick Gregorick at yourpartnerinlaw.com, yourpartnerinlaw.com.
I have to tell you, what a relief for my wife and me when we got signed up for long-term care coverage. The more I learned about the fact that nearly 3 out of 4 of us will need some form of long-term care in our retirement, there's so many issues at play. For some people, they can't afford it and they become a burden on their friends and family. For others, you do have money set aside, but it wipes out everything you've saved. And maybe most important, it's about having a plan so that all your children have to do is carry out your wishes. It's not a burden on them. That's why I love the advice we got from Brian Ott and 525 Advisors. We started by going to one of Brian's free classes, and that's what I recommend you do, to find out about all the different plans they offer, like the plan we got that'll pay my estate back if we never use it. Brian does have a few classes coming up in January. Seating will be limited, so reserve your spot right now at 525longtermcare.com. You'll get a free copy of Brian's book, too. All you have to do is go to 525longtermcare.com.
Much of your future will be spent in retirement. Hi, I'm Money Radio host Don McDonald, and the critical nature of retirement is why I helped create the Puget Sound's premier retirement planning event, Retire Meet, 5 years ago. Please join me and Cairo's Rick Gregorick on February 16th at Meydenbauer Center for our best Retire Meet ever, and save 50% on your ticket only through Monday at retiremeet.com. This year we have two incredible keynote speakers, Dimensional Funds Weston Wellington and best-selling money author Dan Solon. So please join me along with the consumer man Herb Weisbaum, Rick Gregorick, talking about the legal aspects of retirement planning. We'll also talk about senior living, travel ideas, maximizing your Social Security, and share simple strategies to help you cope with the volatile markets. During this flash sale, you'll save 50% on your ticket, which includes a continental breakfast and an incredible box lunch. Those alone are worth the price, so you can't afford to wait. Plus, every past Retire Meet has sold out. Get your tickets now at RetireMeet.com. That's RetireMeet.com.
Now back to Your Partner in Law with Rick Gregorick on Cairo Radio 97.3 FM and AM 770 KTTH.
Ah, yes. Sunday morning. Singing songs. I'll refrain.
All right, folks, your partner in law, I'm attorney Rick Gregorick, in here this morning with Ted Hansen. We're doing a 2-hour show today. Never done that before, Ted. 20 years, never done a 2-hour show.
Imagine
so
that.
Here we are doing 8 to 10 today, and why are we doing that? This is the last time we'll be on from 8 to 9. We're moving from 9 to 10 starting next week. So please adjust your settings on your devices to tune in to Your Partner in Law at 9 o'clock.
Just get up at 9 like you normally do and listen to the show, right?
Hey, and folks, easy. If that's a problem, you know, some people couldn't listen at 8, so some aren't going to be able to listen at 9. I get that, but you can all listen through our RSS feeds. You can download the radio podcast. They're out there just a couple days, you know, usually by Monday, and you can go to Your Partner in Law, go to the podcast, and there they all are. You can subscribe to the RSS feed. If you know what that is, you know how to do it. So it's there on the website. If you don't know how to do that, ask your grandchild to help you, and they'll get you right set up. Anybody under 30 can help you, can do that real easy. And I just some of this stuff is crazy, but it's all there. Right before break, I said I wanted to kind of put out an alert to folks out there, because we have, in our market, we have, you know, basically because of the tech industry, we have an awful lot of non-U.S. citizens, green card holders, various different immigration statuses, but they're here. And unlike gifts between U.S. citizens or U.S. citizen spouses, there is no unlimited gifting between, you know, if my spouse is a non-U.S. citizen, so I'm gifting to a non-U.S. citizen spouse, I can only gift $155,000 until there is a tax imposed. And this catches an awful lot of people by surprise sometimes. Now, it's a little bit too complicated to go in on the radio too much about how these non-U.S. citizen spouse gifting transfers. Now, this also applies, folks, to inheritances, and inheritance is a gift. And that's the big thing I want to remind you of. If you've done a will or a trust, and especially, you know, if you've done it yourself or without going to a skilled attorney who didn't put in special provisions into your planning, then if you passed away and left money to your spouse thinking they're going to get all that money, only to find out that, you know, everything over $155,000 is taxed at 35%, you may have a different idea on how you'd like to do your planning.
It could be really brutal.
There are options, folks. There are solutions, but they're technical. And guess what? We're going to use a trust. It's called a qualified domestic trust. Some people refer to them as QDOTs. Please do not attempt to write one of these yourself, folks. These are, you know, the stakes are too high. So anyhow, hot tip, if you are a non-U.S. citizen and you're going to be doing your estate planning, there's some special considerations that need to be discussed so that you understand what your options and opportunities are.
Yeah, hey, and essentially, Rick, I think what this boils down to, which most people miss, is this issue of the unlimited marital tax deduction, that as a U.S. citizen, you're allowed to gift an unlimited amount to your spouse. But when you have a non-citizen spouse, that game changes, and you do not, with the exception of having these QDOT provisions drafted in your trust, do not have the ability to preserve the marital tax deduction in its entirety, which is a big deal, folks, big deal. So
yeah.
I see plans all the time with people that come into me. They say, I'm a Canadian citizen and my husband's not. No provisions whatsoever in the document about this.
I'd say most documents we see have no provisions.
And it just, their eyes just bulge when they see the potential tax ramifications of their ineffective planning in this kind of case, right?
You know, Ted, a number of years ago, I had a fella come in and his wife, and we were discussing this, and he looks at me and he says, "What are you trying to pull?" I said, I'm just telling you the tax code. He said, "Well, that doesn't make any sense. That's wrong. That can't be. I don't know about that, so it must be wrong." Well, you know, sometimes, you know, we lawyers do have to be the purveyors of bad news, because we're going to tell you the law, not what you want to hear, because that's what we have to do. And that's in your best interest, of course, us to be honest and open with you and try to, you know, help you with that. But this is a serious problem. And as Ted was saying, we see the majority of planning for non-U.S. citizen spouses, for those that have it, and you have even less than the average population, so wake up, guys, and get this taken care of. So pay attention. It's a lot of money. You're going to leave your spouse with 35% less money if you don't do this properly. So we want to make sure you properly.
Yeah.
Folks, remember, starting next week, your partner-in-law, 9 a.m., now, I don't know about you guys that are listening out there this morning, but boy, this stock market, holy cow, down 600 points, up 700 points, down 300, up 200. You know, we're down for last year. Apple's having a rough go. I guess their sales in China are difficult because the tech article that I read, Ted, said that there's a couple Chinese companies, they're just making an iPhone equivalent or possibly better at a far lower price, and that's what the Chinese market right now is gobbling up instead of iPhones.
Yeah.
We might wonder if that technology transfer from building all of our phones over there might have something to do with this, but that's a topic for another show. But Apple got beat at its own game, it looks like, in China to me. We're going to see what happens here, but
it's going to be interesting.
It is going to be interesting to watch. So anyhow, folks, we're going to take a quick break, and when we get back, we'll take your calls at 888-973-5476, your partner-in-law. We'll be right back.
much of your future will be spent in retirement. Hi, I'm Money Radio host Don McDonald, and the critical nature of retirement is why I helped create the Puget Sound's premier retirement planning event, Retire Meet, 5 years ago. Please join me and Cairo's Rick Gregorick on February 16th at Meydenbauer Center for our best Retire Meet ever, and save 50% on your ticket only through Monday at retiremeet.com. This year we have two incredible keynote speakers, Dimensional Funds' Weston Wellington and best-selling money author Dan Solon. So please join me along with the consumer man Herb Weisbaum, Rick Gregorick, talking about the legal aspects of retirement planning. We'll also talk about senior living, travel ideas, maximizing your Social Security, and share simple strategies to help you cope with the volatile markets. During this flash sale, you'll save 50% on your ticket, which includes a continental breakfast and an incredible box lunch. Those alone are worth the price, so you can't afford to wait. Plus, every past Retire Meet has sold out. Get your tickets now at retiremeet.com. That's retire, M-E-E-T.com.
Retirement. What does it mean to you? Has it changed as a result of today's economy? Are you worried about your future? Could there be stormy seas ahead?
Hi, this is Rick Gregorick, founder of Gregorick & Associates. We're a dedicated team of legal and tax professionals that can help you navigate your course for a secure future. Whether you're just thinking about your retirement or you're well into your retirement years, whether you're single, married, or involved in a domestic partnership, we can help you create your necessary legal and tax planning.
I am so glad I found one firm that can help me with all my legal and tax needs.
Call today for your free consultation. 425-284-3450. That's 425-284-3450.
You can also sign up for a partner-in-law event. Just go to yourpartnerinlaw.com and find the elder law or estate planning course that's best for you. You can register for both events by going to yourpartnerinlaw.com. yourpartnerinlaw.com.
Sometimes big events in your life all of a sudden cause you to wake up and realize that you should start planning for the future. I lost my father a year ago to cancer, and I remember thinking to myself, I should probably have a will or trust. So I called Rick Gregorick, and the reason I called Rick Gregorick is I've been listening to him here on Cairo Radio on Sunday mornings, and the guy is an expert. And I sat down with him, explained my situation, and he walked me through all the different variables, whether it's trust, charitable trust, real estate, taxes. It's complicated, and you have to rely upon an expert like Rick, who is so knowledgeable and so kind, he walks you through the process. Be proactive. Take control of your life right now. Go meet with Rick Gregorick. You can schedule a complimentary consultation at yourpartnerinlaw.com. You can also listen to Rick's show, like I do, Your Partner in Law, every Sunday morning at 8 on Cairo and KTTH. It's Your Partner in Law with my estate planner, Rick Gregorick. YourPartnerInLaw.com.
We return to Your Partner in Law on Seattle's Cairo Radio 97.3 FM and AM 770 KTTH with your host, Rick Gregorick.
Hey, folks. Get you. Welcome back to Your Partner in Law. Hey, right before the break, I started to talk about the turbulence in the financial markets. And I think a lot of you are scared to death. And you know, maybe being that fearful isn't a good thing. And maybe you need to have some education on these volatile markets and how you manage your investments in both good times and bad. And after the 9 o'clock hour, or in the beginning of the 9 o'clock hour, we're going to have a special guest. We're going to have Tom Koch from Vestry, and he's going to illuminate us on what some of this means and what you should be doing versus what you might be emotionally driven to do. Tom's going to talk to you a little bit about emotional investing and how it doesn't usually work. You know, using time-proven, objective, you know, academic, you know, I'm going to call quasi-scientific types of ways to look at this, because there are opportunities in every market, folks, in good times and bad. You know, many folks are surprised to learn you can actually make money during a downturn, but you have to know what you're doing. And you want to limit your losses, of course, limit your risk. But one of the biggest mistakes that we hear over and over and over again is many of you just get kind of scared. You get the heebie-jeebies. Oh, the stock market's a terrible place to be. You pull all your money out. You go to cash. You stick it in CDs or money markets, and you lose money by inflation. And then when the market recovers, you miss the recovery. Folks, let's stop repeating this cycle. You know, we don't, you know, think of the real estate, folks. If you own a house and you pay $500,000 for it, and it goes up to $1 million, and then there's a price reduction, you know, in a market adjustment, and the house that had risen from $500,000 to $1 million is now worth $750,000. You haven't lost any money on your investment, okay? You haven't lost any yet. You could. That's possible. But, you know, you've lost some future opportunity equity. But in that situation, you sit there and say, well, my equity is down, so I better sell this house right away.
Yeah, get what I can and run.
And put in cash. No, I don't know anybody that does that. You say, well, I'm going to have to hold on to the house till the market improves. Rent it out, whatever you need to do during hard economic times. Rentals go up, folks. There's the opportunity. So that way, and then when the market recovers, if the house goes up in price, maybe you sell it then. Maybe you refinance it, you buy another one. Unfortunately, folks, when it comes to the stock market, you buy a stock or a mutual fund, and you get these market adjustments. And for some reason, you say, well, since it came down in price, I better sell it now, rather than this buy and hold strategy, which takes courage to some extent. But beyond courage, it takes education, knowledge, and understanding, which will give you the conviction and the courage to follow a path and a plan. And I think that's what's great. And I really want to, you know, hit Tom Kaka pretty hard on this as to how this works. What is the data? What is the evidence? And so we're really looking forward to that. So on our new 9 o'clock hour show starting today,
our first guest after this, 9 o'clock show.
So folks, don't change that dial or push that button or however you operate your device today. I guess you could say, hey, Siri, keep me on Cairo or keep me on KTTH or hey, Google, we got all kinds of ways to do this. And what are some of the other ones? Well, you got Alexa and you got, okay, we got all these virtual assistants. It's getting kind of scary.
I still have the real thing. It's called my wife telling me what to do from various corners
of my house. Ted.
She is my Alexa.
So I guess you're buying flowers on the way home.
I am indeed. or something, some metal or precious stone of some type.
Something there.
There we go.
So I'm sure that'll work out just fine for you folks.
I know it will.
Hey, folks, it's 2019. I mentioned a couple weeks ago, I said, geez, it seemed like yesterday that we were all worried of Y2K. And here we are at 2019.
What are they going to do with 2020, Rick? Is that going to go back to the Y2K thing?
Is there a song?
Is there 2020? Two twos in it?
Is there a song something about 2020?
Yeah, I believe so.
And we'll all become space cadets here, but times they are a changing, folks, and they're going to keep changing.
Right.
I know a lot of you folks are angry and upset. I'll just say the Trump administration and things that are going on there. My best advice there is try not to get angry. That's not going to help. Be proactive. Do what you think is right. But be proactive and know that this too shall pass. Hopefully, you know, we can all, you know, be good neighbors and deal with these things in a civil manner. I think we're going to get a lot further than just everybody having a lot of hatred. But always with the bad, there's usually some good weaved in. And with the good, there's usually some bad weaved in.
Yep.
So try to dig below the politics.
That's right.
Is really one of the things we're, you know, we try to look at to help with our mental stability is look beyond the headlines, look into the details, look at both sides. You know, I don't care which side you're on. You must read the other side. You know, we lawyers are trained to argue the facts that we're presented. Sometimes we represent the good guy. Sometimes we represent the bad guy. And I know you guys all have a hard time understanding how that all works, but it's to make sure that everyone gets their day in court, so to speak, due process of law. So learning your opponent's objectives and learning what their strengths and weaknesses are in anything makes sense. So, you know, regardless of your political persuasion, make sure you read and understand the other side. You don't have to agree with it to understand it. And I think if we could have everybody doing that on both sides of the equation, you know, doing that. But I think it was on Dory Monson. Dory, I apologize if you're not the right guy, but I think you were talking about, you know, how many people are getting, you know, so personally involved in the anger. It's ruining their jobs, their lives, their, you know, just, you know, it's not worth it, folks. That's not going to help. That's not going to change anything,
that's
first
right.
off, number one. I go back to education is kind of the key to everything. That's certainly what we talk about when we get into the estate and elder law area. My goodness, there's so many things that go on there. I mean, Ted, you had major VA changes towards the end of last year that's going to have a huge impact on veterans' disability planning.
Yep, after years of talking about it, they finally did it, and they've cleared up some areas and perhaps made some other areas not so clear. But
a whole new set of rules.
And it does give some bright line authority for qualifying, really, is what it's all about. Right. And
so if you were involved in a veterans type estate planning situation, really need to talk with us or your attorney about those changes and how they may or may not impact you. Folks, we're about out of time for this 8 o'clock hour, but we're going to move right through and we'll be right in the 9 o'clock hour. So do not change that dial. We've got about a minute before we switch the dial. We'll have a little bit of news, and then we'll start our brand new Your Partner in Law 2019 at the 9 o'clock hour. So we're really happy for that. We've got our special guest, Tom Koch, is going to be joining us, and we're going to talk about the upcoming Retire Meet. yourpartnerinlaw.com, click on events. That's the hot ticket. Get your flash sale tickets today. They're deeply, deeply discounted. And then Tom's talk at Vestry Financial, he's going to hopefully help us feel a little bit better about this turbulent market and what we may or may not do and what we should do, what we shouldn't do. And I think you're going to really enjoy that. And then, boy, oh, boy, shore that up, education, with coming out to Retire Meet. And we'd love to see you out there, yourpartnerinlaw.com, and get all your tickets and events. And we're going to be back in just a few minutes. Take care, folks.
Cairo Radio, 97.3 FM, online at mynorthwest.com, and streaming on the Cairo Radio app, KIRO-FM, Tacoma, Seattle. News and talk, powered by the Pacific Northwest. Now, from the Cairo Radio Newsroom and streaming on the Cairo Radio app,